This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian officials say Russian forces have pounded away with missile strikes at the vital port of Odessa as part of an apparent effort to disrupt supply lines and weapons shipments into the country. On the other end of the southern coast, Russia hammered a steel plant where Ukrainian fighters are preventing Moscow's full control of another critical port, Mariupol. Ukraine's defense ministry said Russian forces used tanks and artillery in storming operations at the Azovstal steel plant in Mariupol. They say at least 100 civilians remain in the steelworks. In his nightly video address, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says history will hold Russia responsible for its deadly invasion of Ukraine. Associated Press correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
Zelensky said on Monday that Europe, as it did in World War II, once again has to think about the price to be paid for peace on the continent and the price to be paid by Russia for bringing, he says, the evil of total war to Europe again. He adds, and we, Ukrainians, will continue to work toward our defense, our victory, and on restoring justice. Today, tomorrow, and any other day that is necessary to free Ukraine from the occupiers. I'm Charles Deledesma.
The head of the UN's Human Rights Monitoring Mission in Ukraine, Matilda Bogner, said Tuesday her office had confirmed more than 7,000 civilian casualties, including 3,381 deaths since Russia launched its attack on Ukraine, though the actual toll is likely far higher. U.S. lawmakers could vote as soon as Tuesday on a bill authorizing at least $33 billion in military and humanitarian aid for Ukraine. This is VOA News. Britain's heir to the throne, Prince Charles, and his son, the Duke of Cambridge, Prince William, took center stage Tuesday amid the pomp and pageantry of the opening of Parliament, replacing the 96-year-old Queen Elizabeth, who missed the event with health issues. Buckingham Palace issued a statement Monday saying the decision for the Queen not to attend was made in consultation with her doctors and that the Queen reluctantly decided not to go. It was the first time she missed the ceremony in nearly 60 years. Charles, wearing an admiral's uniform, stepped in to read out the government's legislative agenda at the Palace of Westminster, the first time he's taken on such a major constitutional duty. It will mark only the third time during her reign that Queen Elizabeth has not opened Parliament. She previously missed the opening in 1959 when she was pregnant with Prince Andrew and in 1963 when she was pregnant with Prince Edward. The Queen, the world's oldest and longest reigning monarch, has been absent from nearly all high-profile public events in recent months. South Korea's new president, Yoon Suk-yeol, says he'll present an audacious plan to improve North Korea's economy if it denuclearizes. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Yoon starts his single five-year term during one of the most challenging situations of any recent new president, facing a mix of significant security, economic, and social problems that beset the world's 10th largest economy. There's widespread skepticism that an increasingly belligerent North Korea will give his offers much consideration, and South Korea's deep political and social divides, as well as a growing worry about the state of a pandemic-hit economy, are reflected in a recent poll. Yoon faces lower popularity numbers than the departing liberal president Moon Jae-in. Yoon had promised a tougher stance on North Korea during his campaign, but he avoided a tough stance during the inaugural speech amid growing worries that the North is preparing for its first nuclear bomb test in nearly 5 years. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Meanwhile, Ferdinand Marcos Jr.'s apparent landslide victory in the Philippines presidential election is giving rise to immediate concerns about a further erosion of democracy in the region and could complicate American efforts to blunt growing Chinese influence and power in the Pacific. According to an unofficial count, Marcos, the son and namesake of longtime dictator Ferdinand Marcos, captured more than 30.8 million votes in Monday's election, more than double those of his closest challenger. Experts say a lot will depend on how U.S. President Joe Biden's administration responds to the return of a Marcos to power in the Philippines, but that engagement may be the best option. Repeating the hour's top story, Ukrainian officials say Russian forces have pounded away at the vital port of Odessa as part of an apparent effort to disrupt supply lines and weapons shipments. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA. 1.